Live. We kick off hour number three, the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, everything on our website, totally free. On the way here, we've got so much to talk about, and how much of it we'll get to, I don't know. Everything from space aliens to a mayor accused for trying to trade water for sex. Yeah, that's right. 800-259-9231. And also, man, what you've got something about civil liberties and one senator's opinion on them.
Mm-hmm.
But first, to the phones we go. Tom in Boston, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Did I call you the other name? I think I might have.
Hey,
Mark.
Guys.
Yeah, hey, Tom. What's up?
It's Tom from London in Boston.
Oh, okay, well, great. Hey, jolly good. What's on your mind?
I just called up to talk about airport security. I've just got into Boston from London, and I've had a day full of airport security.
I bet.
First off, how many people do you get in a 747?
Well, I don't know.
100?
Quite a few, yeah.
Right, 400 maybe?
Yeah. And you get two of those suckers into Boston Airport.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think U.S. Customs have to deal with two 747s?
Lots of them. 500 of them, at least.
Four.
400?
No, 400 people, and they had four U.S. Customs people there.
How many agents to deal with that many people? Wow.
Fortunately, I was at the front of the queue, but the people right at the back of the queue were going to have to wait hours.
Wow.
Okay, you're here now. It's called a line.
Yeah.
And how can those people possibly be screened properly if there's four for 400?
Yeah, I mean, it takes 3 or 4 minutes for each person. So, and that was for the people who weren't U.S. citizens. So for people who were visiting from Europe. There was maybe, 200 people in the queue, and there was four agents.
So, essentially, you're saying these people would have been there for hours, literally hours, waiting to come into the country.
I would say that it's pretty similar to that in most cases when you're dealing with customs. I don't know if it's hours, but an hour and a half isn't unheard of in waiting to get through customs.
Oh,
and that's just what it's like at pretty much every airport.
Yeah, and when I went through security at London, they had this new procedure, because most of the time you just go in, and you load your bags onto the X-ray, you go through the machine, and, it's all kind of like normal. But now they have this new thing where they randomly pull people out of the queue.
Right.
And they do a body scan. And so you go and stand in this booth, and you sort of turn around, and they take all photographs of you.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of an X-ray thing to detect whether you've got, crack cocaine up your bum or whatever.
Right.
Which wouldn't really be a security risk, by the way.
Yeah. And they said, oh, it's a random selection thing. So they just pull people out of the queue.
So they say, yes.
And I got selected.
Uh-huh.
And so I said to the man who was doing it, what's the law? What law is regulating this? And I was thinking to myself, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as you've just been discussing.
Right.
And this was a man from the British Aviation Authority.
Okay.
And he said, well, it's the law. I said, well, yeah, which one? the law.
Well, I know it's in there somewhere.
It's there somewhere, and we're all doing it. Thus, it must be the law. I said, well, sorry, could you tell me exactly which one? And he said, well, it's Department of Transportation Regulation, yada, 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 yada.
Right.
But he couldn't actually say, well, this act in this section, this is his job.
No, it's not. His job's to follow orders. His job's not to know the law at
but
all.
It's quite amazing, though, because, I go through the customs and security at London,
right.
And that takes a long time. And I go through the customs and security at Boston. That takes a long time.
Yeah.
What takes the least amount of time? The actual bit which the airline run.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because they actually have a profit motive in making sure people aren't standing around and queuing for hours.
Yeah, these people in the TSA, and you said it was the British Aviation Authority, is that kind of like the...
It's the British Aviation Authority run the airports, and they're overseen by the Department of Transportation, yeah.
They essentially have an enforcement division, sort of like the TSA here in America?
Well, what you have is you have all of the airport check-in stuff, and you go there and you check in with the airline, and then you will go through the British security, and then you're out into the area where you're back in the hands of the airlines again.
Right. See, these people are not paid to interpret the law. They're not paid to determine whether or not they're following the law. I don't think they swear an oath to the Constitution like, say, military members do here in America. These people are simply paid to do what they're told, and what they're told to do is look for bombs and suspicious people and do whatever it takes to harass these individuals. That's what they do. And that's what they're being paid for. They're not, they're not trying to protect liberty or anything
like that. Here's the worst bit. They broke some of my possessions as they were going through the X-ray.
What a day!
And it's not too bad. I mean, I only lost one item out of how many I was carrying, but I had to go in there and replace that. And they're not.
So what brings you to Boston? Business?
Sort of business and pleasure. I'm going to a conference tomorrow about a technology that I'm involved with. So.
Very cool.
Can we ask? I'm curious as to what technology conference is going on.
It's a conference for people involved with XML and web development stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, total geek stuff. Very good,
yeah.
Tom. Well, have fun, and if you get a chance, swing up to the Free State and say hello to some people up there.
I'd love to, but
thanks, man.
I haven't really got enough time.
I know. That's how it is with business. We really appreciate your time, though. Thank you, dude, and glad you made it through all that all right. Now have fun going back. 800-259-9231.
You know, something that was mentioned, actually, it just made me think of something. You know, he was using the words, like bum and Q and whatnot.
Crack up your bum.
So I was just thinking, along the whole discussion we had on language, when this comes to the law, we don't really have what defines English?
Good question. English in the South is a little different than English in the Northeast is a little different than English.
Yo, but what about Ebonics, son?
Yeah.
Next time I ask you a question.
Right.
What
about the kids these days with their likes and all the peppering
Do you think somebody who speaks like that, by the way, it really matters whether you write in that fashion or not?
It certainly does to someone who can't understand legal forms. There have been many discussions about the fact that legal documents are written in a form that the average American can't read.
No way. It's called legalese.
Oh, legalese. It's a different language. Maybe we should make, if we're going to make a law saying that English is the spoken language of the country, that legalese isn't. Because if Ebonics can't be the national language of the country, then neither can legalese.
So we'd have to rewrite all of the laws into Ebonics, is what you're saying.
Well, we'd have to rewrite all the laws into plain English. Plain English.
Right.
If it's going to be English, it's going to be the national language. Then all the laws need to be written in English.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Because these lawyers that write these
guys, you guys want bigger government.
And imagine.
No.
Imagine,
yeah, it does.
Well, imagine if all laws were written in legalese no longer applied until they were written in English.
We're just pointing out how asinine it is. The idea that.
Not very successfully.
You don't think it's asinine that laws are written in legalese so
you don't
people
think
can't
it's asinine.
Possibly understand
You don't
them?
Think it's asinine that we. The idea that we would have to create government forms for everyone in every single language just because they might not speak English?
I agree.
Asinine.
I agree with that, but no one has ever indicated that that is what needs to be needs to happen. No one has ever indicated that we have to write those forms in all languages. You've been working on that premise for the entire show, and that premise just doesn't exist.
No, I've not been supporting that.
It does happen in counties like Dade and
it happens, but not because it's there by force. What you're advocating
yes,
is you're
is
advocating
there by force.
Forcing
I've
writing
pay
the forms.
No, shoot me if I don't. That's force.
No, that's not you. Yes, yes,
you,
that's
you
true.
You advocate them shooting me in order to print their government forms in Botswana.
No, because they're choosing to write those forms in that language. Yes, you have
with
to pay for
money.
It. You have to pay for it, but they can sit around in the office all day and dance the hokey pokey.
That's true.
And you'd have to pay for that, too.
800-259-9231.
You have to pay for whatever those politicians do.
9231, more on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Hey, one politician, the Arkansas mayor, has actually, you've been paying for him to go around and trade water for sex? We'll tell you about it coming up.
Like that.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the Friday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Yes, indeed. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The updates are there. You get signed up. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on with the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, I don't want to rehash any of these forum conversations we've been having all night long, so let's move along. let's talk about the civil liberties issue. What do you got, Manwich?
Okay, great. A column from SL. I am a strong supporter of the First Amendment, The Fourth Amendment and civil liberties, Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, remarked at yesterday's Hayden confirmation hearings.
He likes free speech.
Yeah, free speech, First Amendment.
He likes privacy.
Yep, privacy. And he likes civil liberties in general.
But
you have no civil liberties if you're dead. This comes via David Wengel and nicely encapsulates at least three different pieces of horribly misguided right-wingery. It's hard to say, right-wingery. First off, this is the sheer cowardice of it. Sure, liberal democracy is nice, but not if someone might get hurt. One might think that strong supporters of civil liberties would be willing to countenance the idea that it might be worth bearing some level of risk in order to preserve it.
Yeah, I like risk.
Yeah.
Makes life interesting.
Second,
timid men prefer, what is it, something to the tempestuous sea of liberty? Timid men prefer despotism to the tempestuous sea of liberty.
Yes, indeed.
Thomas Jefferson.
Good one.
Okay, second, this is just dogmatic post-9/11 insistence on acting as if human history began in 1997 or something. The United States was able to face down such threats as the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany without indefinite detentions, not exactly true, widespread use of torture and interrogative technique, all pervasive surveillance, but a smallish group of terrorists who can't even surface publicly abroad for fear they'll be swiftly killed by the mightiest military on earth? Time to break out the document shredder and do away with that pesky Constitution.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's good perspective. It really is just absolutely outrageous, the level of response that this government has gone through, the changes, the drastic destruction of liberty in America over a group of ragtag guys that are out there somewhere, allegedly, ostensibly.
And we're feeding their ranks by killing their moms and dads.
We are.
The enemy that can never be defeated. 1984.
Last, there's the unguarded assumption that civil rights and the rule of law are some kind of near intolerable impediment to national security.
Apparently they are.
But if you look around the world over the past 100 years or so, I think you'll see the record of democracy, well, not democracy exactly, pretty strong. You don't see authoritarian regimes using their superior ability to operate in secret and conduct surveillance to run roughshod over more fastidious countries. You see liberalism prospering, both in the sense that core liberal countries have grown richer and richer, in the sense that liberal democracy.
Dude, where are you reading this from?
He's using the term liberal democracy inaccurately, but he is saying that people with freedoms. He's using liberal instead of free. But it's only true.
Okay. Well, the way he's using it, it makes it sound like he's touting socialism.
Well, liberals do defend freedom in a lot of ways.
Some freedoms.
But in this case, he's defending the Constitution, and he's right. He's going to be wrong when he talks about socialism.
Right.
But he's using terms, and I can't go in and edit what he says, because that would be wrong.
I understand. I'm just wondering where you're getting this from.
Well, you could say what he said and then redefine with your own words.
I intended to, as soon as I got through the paragraph.
Where is this from?
This came off of the, it was sent to me by a reader, David.
By a listener?
By a listener, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
David, and so it's off of the Democratian or something like that.
Okay.
All right. All right, liberal democracy has consistently spread from its original homeland since people like it better. You see governments that can operate in total secrecy fall prey to crippling corruption. You see powers of surveillance used not to defend countries from external threats, but to defend rulers from domestic political opponents. So, essentially, he's saying that the light of a democracy or people knowing what their governments are doing is going to beat a despotic regime every time.
A good point, although democracy, again, is not the correct,
correct
terminology. An open government would be a more accurate term for that.
The smaller, the better.
Mm-hmm. But that's not what he's calling for.
He's not calling for it, but he is calling for people to have their rights. And that's only this one paragraph in here. The USSR, after all, lost the Cold War, not because we beat them in a race to the bottom to improve national security, but by gutting the principles of our own system, but because principles underlying our system were actually better than the alternative.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The USSR failed because it's inevitable that communism will fail eventually.
Right. The idea that a big government and central planning is going to beat what is designed, the principles of a small government and the principles of freedom, it's just not going to happen.
Exactly right.
If you don't have some faith in the American way of life, that the American way of life is capable of coping with actual challenges, then what's the point of defending it?
Good point. Essentially, the government is saying, well, you Americans, you can't handle your own security. We government people, we can handle it. You just leave it all to us. You give up all the freedoms that we ask you for, and we'll keep you alive. Except the 2,000 we sent off to their deaths in Iraq. Well, they don't count. But yeah, that's essentially what they're saying. Essentially, just give it all up. We'll take care of you,
and,
even though they're Americans.
Well, and the thing is they're not even held responsible for it.
No,
I mean
failures.
If I fail in keeping myself safe, I'm dead or injured. If they fail in keeping me safe, I mean, how are they responsible for the people that died on 9/11? I mean, weren't they responsible, quote unquote, for those people's safety? If they're responsible now for your safety, yeah. Weren't they responsible then for your safety? Didn't they then fail in their responsibility?
How
did they suffer for that?
Weren't they also responsible for the safety of the people of the Katrina disaster?
I don't think that they were responsible in any way for any of those things.
None of us agree.
But the point that we are making is that they're taking responsibility. So
they're not taking responsibility.
Well, they're saying
that they have responsibility.
They're taking your power to be responsible for yourself.
Yes, they're abdicating your responsibility. They're abdicating your liberty and your power and saying, look, we're going to take care of you, but when they fail, as they do every single time, there's no way to hold them accountable for that. And even if they do pay out some money, it's just money they've stolen from other productive people.
I'm sure everyone has worked with one of these. Have you ever worked with one of those guys where it's like one of those people in the office who says, I'll get that done, and then doesn't?
Mm.
Yeah.
Aren't those people annoying?
Right.
That's your government.
Wait, if you weren't going to do it, why'd you say you were going to do it?
To look good.
Right.
To get reelected.
What's the point?
Oh, no, I said I'd get it done, but I need 4 more years.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's the way those people tend to react in the office, too. Like, I said I'd get it done. I'll get it done. I'll get it done today.
Another week. I promise.
I'm sorry. I need a raise.
Right.
I think everyone does it to some extent, but...
I'm overstressed.
The difference is you're accountable in the office to an extent versus the government people that are never held accountable for their actions. Never!
In an office, you'll get fired if you keep doing that.
That's right.
Our government needs to be fired.
They do.
And replaced with nothing. 800-259-9231. Yes, again, we need to go to voluntary options because that's the only sensible choice. But how could volunteerism protect people? Maybe we should talk about that coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. What's new in the future, possibly for fibromyalgia? Well, there's some very interesting things going to happen here. And we also might be able to go into computerized health records. I'll be right back with some information.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to the National Fibromyalgia Association, 2006 appears to be having a chance for a new pharmaceutical medication. We've been through the reign of COX-2 inhibitors and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and so there'll be some new medicines coming out. They may be lidoderm patches, herbal mixes, muscle relaxants, and antidepressants, but there may also be some new medications for the sufferers of fibromyalgia. That's great news. And we've learned something from Hurricane Katrina, that there's been over 1 million people displaced from the storm with no medical records. So putting the interest on electric medical records is at the forefront. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
Here's an announcement on a new product which lets you stain your deck once every 7 years. It's One Time. One Time Wood Protector uses an acrylic resin blend to provide long-term protection from deteriorating elements. At One Time's testing site, an application of One Time on cedar is still performing after 8 years of exposure to outdoor weather. Go to onetimewood.com. That's onetimewood.com. One Time. At Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free, on our website, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the government's inefficiency at, well, of course, virtually everything, but also security. They claim that they're here to protect you. They claim that we're the government, and we're here to keep you alive, when in fact they're just miserable at doing security, just like they're miserable at preventing drugs from coming into their own prisons. I mean, if you want the government to protect you, you're in serious trouble. And in fact, if you believe the government's going to protect you, you'll probably end up dead. As a result of, even if it's just something simpler like calling 911, they're not going to come protect you. They're just going to clean up
the
mess.
No, most people believe, the vast majority of people believe that the government is there to protect them in some level or another.
Right,
and
they're
wrong. They are wrong, but they're not going to end up dead as a result. The government has this.
If they have this mentality of the government will protect me, if they get into a violent confrontation or a violent situation, they're likely to end up dead. Because if they don't defend themselves, if they don't rely on themselves or a loved one who can defend them, then the government is not going to save them. That's my point there. And so, yes, if you put the government on the task of security, you're going to have failure. But what happens when you put the marketplace on that task? My favorite example that I've seen so far in my lifetime has to be what happened during the sniper killings up in the Washington, D.C. area. Remember when the snipers were... I mean, how long were they on the loose for? Like a couple months?
What about the burning down of the churches that happened recently, where there were just people, these guys just going from church to church to church in Georgia, just setting them on fire?
Well, now, was there an example of the market protecting there? I wasn't paying attention. Because the example I was going to give is from when everybody was freaked out, right? Everybody was scared because people were getting shot at gas pumps. I mean, that's where most of these people were getting killed.
Right.
And so nobody wanted to go and get gasoline, which obviously was going to hurt the profits of the gas stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who's got the financial interest to actually protect people? The government or the gasoline station owners?
Well, in this case, the gasoline station.
You guys are on your microphone there over at the network. anyway.
The gas stations did provide the security. The government did not.
Precisely. Well, the government was acting as though they were doing something. They had press conferences. The chief of police, remember that the big black dude, chief of police, he'd get on up there in front of the cameras every old day and talk about how we're working, we're getting tips, we're processing through the tips, yes, we're out here, look at us, we're the police. When in fact, the marketplace was actually the only entity doing something about it. I remember reading an example of one gas station, and this might have been more than one of them, but at least one of them, one of the chains, had put up this, it wasn't an impenetrable barrier, it was just simply
a visual barrier.
They had these some sort of rollable thing that would, you could roll it down, hang it off of the top of the gasoline area, you know, the filling area, so this, essentially this tarp would be hanging down to obscure someone who might be on the outside looking in to take a shot at somebody. So you would pull into the station, and then as soon as you had pulled in to go and pump your gas, you'd be obscured. So therefore, if someone was shooting at you, they'd be shooting blind. I just thought it was a brilliant example of watching how the market acted to keep its customers safe. These people want profits. They want people to come and pump gas and
at their station, because the station with the tarp is going to get the people, the customers coming, and the station without the tarp is not.
Precisely.
Now, I thought you were talking about the kind of things that they have hanging in front of, in the indoor ranges. They have these big sheets of like rubber. They look like tires or something. You know, like old recycled tires. But I see it was something different, because that's what in the indoor range, you know, the rubber just kind of catches the bullet and drops it.
So I don't think this was for bullet protection per se, but just to simply make it so the sniper would not be targeting anyone at their gas station. And what a brilliant idea. It's something the government never would have come up with. And
if they did, it would have taken them years, at least months, to implement it.
Right.
Everybody, you know, the snipers would have shot everybody by then.
Also, the other part of the sniper case that I found interesting was that, as usual, when it comes to a situation with some violent person on the loose, how often is it that the cops actually solve the crime? Really? How often does it happen that the cops are the ones to break the lead, to stumble across, you know, to do great detective work and to stumble across the criminal? In this case, cops did not do it. It was a citizen who called it in. In fact, at one point, they called in on these guys. The cops showed up. And they went away because they didn't realize that these were indeed the gentlemen that they were looking for, or the droids that they were looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
So it was a citizen that actually set them on these culprits.
I think it's a little unfair to say that that scaring the crap out of people and getting them to confess or getting them to give up information is not police work, because that is the primary tool of police work, is scaring the bejesus out of people and getting what information.
And it works so effectively. Do you know what the numbers are for the amount of crimes that go unsolved, especially things like murders, thefts?
Well, it would depend on the crime, but murder is like 50%.
It's
higher than that.
It's like 85%.
Way higher than that. Yeah, it's closer to 85-90% of murders.
Still unsolved.
I wonder where I got that particular number from.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, the police are just notoriously ineffective.
My ex-girlfriend was a criminology major, so...
The richer the person, the higher the class the person is in as far as wealth goes, the more likely you are to find out who it is that killed them.
Okay. That much is true, for sure. But it amazes me that you've got this police force.
Funny, I don't care if homeless people get killed.
This police force that's totally ineffective, almost totally ineffective, unless you're really rich, as Mammoth just pointed out. They're useless, but yet people have this, they love the police. They're just wonderful. The cops are there to help us. They're so great. Last night we read a story about cops that arrested a couple for simply asking for directions. It's just amazing.
Just misuse of power.
800-259-9231. Speaking of misuse of power, Waldron, Arkansas. The mayor of Waldron was released on a signature bond Wednesday after being accused of soliciting two women for sex after they fell behind on their water bills. Troy Anderson, who's 72 years old, is accused of abusing the public trust and patronizing a prostitute. After hearing complaints about delinquent water bills.
Successful then.
After hearing complaints about delinquent water bills, Anderson took matters into his own hands and solicited sex from the women that owed. In January, a woman who said she had refused his request went to the mayor for help in getting her granddaughter out of the State Department of Health and Human Services custody. The mayor told the woman, I might be able to help you.
Might be able to help you with that.
If you'll take your pants off. And that she should meet him at an apartment, according to the affidavit. The woman wore a recording device when she met Anderson at the apartment. I wonder if she did that on her own. And Anderson offered her $100 for sex, the affidavit said. Said the mayor grabbed her and exposed himself. Another woman told investigators she'd been having sex with Anderson for money for the past 8 to 10 years.
Oh. She said they had a little agreement going. I don't know what the big deal is.
She said Anderson paid. Oh, I don't think it's a big deal either. But what's interesting is it's a public official, and they're supposed to be above all this.
Well, I suppose.
She said Anderson paid her $25 per encounter, and that he allowed her to
cheapskate too.
He allowed her to change the name on her overdue water bill, which kept her water turned on. The mayor also gave the woman $60 to pay a late water deposit in exchange for sex, the affidavit said. The woman's bill was $617 overdue. The second woman also wore a recording device when Anderson picked her up for a sexual encounter that netted her $20. So he gave her a little bit less on that particular occasion.
Weird.
800-259-9231. And, shock, Anderson did not return calls seeking comment on this. You take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. This is your program.
Oh, you certainly wouldn't want those women to go dry.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system's there for your interactivity. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find over 1,200 people interacting there and over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's talk about space aliens from Stefan Molyneux at lewrockwell.com. It's kind of taking a bit of a different tact. Normally he's pretty intellectual. Normally he's pretty out there with some radical ideas. In this case, I think everyone will get it. Let us imagine that tomorrow morning when you flip on CNN, you'll see Wolf Blitzer being jostled by surging crowds. Everyone's running, staring at the sky in fear. Space aliens have landed in Luxembourg, cries Wolf.
Scientologists are rejoicing.
Wide-eyed and almost hysterical, and they have a message for all mankind. There's a burst of static, and then you see a drooling, bulging-eyed monstrosity gripping prepared notes in its slimy sea-green tentacles. Citizens of Earth, it gurgles, we bring good news. We see that all over the world, citizens live under the slavery of what you call governments. Millions of you are unjustly imprisoned. Billions are stolen from you through taxation, and government-owned weapons of mass destruction threaten the very survival of the planet. This is a moral abomination, and we have come to put a stop to it. Well, you think, munching your
toast. Cool aliens.
Yeah. Well, you think. Now, hold on. It gets worse. Well, you think, munching your toast, this might bring my property taxes down a bit. The alien continues, we're fully dedicated to freeing you from the monstrous moral evil of these governments, and we've decided to start with the United States of America. Although you're not a great fan of the U.S. government, a strange sense of foreboding rises in your stomach. Sure enough, the slavering alien continues, Freedom does not come cheap. Of course, sacrifices must be made.
Uh-oh.
As we dislodge your existing government, there will be suffering. But no matter. Freedom is worth every tear, every sacrifice. Well, that's interesting, you think, steering your cereal slowly. I don't see how they're going to be sacrificing anything, but let's see what they mean. We will use a two-phased approach to set you free, gurgles the alien, squinting into the camera with at least a dozen eyes. First, we will impose economic sanctions designed to force your leaders and relinquish their ill-gotten power. As part of the process, we'll use ray shields to block international trade, ground your airplanes, and irradiate your food and medicine. Two of the alien's eyes dart down to check some figures. Based on prior experience, we calculate that this phase will cause the deaths of no more than 5 to 6 million of your children.
Whoa.
Also, about 13% of your newborns will die before reaching the age of 5. But we're willing to make that sacrifice because we believe it's worth it. For freedom! The space alien frowns and flips some pages. Your mouth hangs open. We shall keep these sanctions in place for 13 or so years. If after that time your leaders have not given up their power, we'll move on to stage 2. In stage 2, we'll directly invade your country in order to overthrow your existing government and replace it with a better government. This will also entail some suffering. We imagine that approximately 20 to 30 of your cities will be destroyed, just over 1 million of you will be killed, about 8 million wounded, and tens of millions of you will be rendered homeless. About 50% of you will lose your jobs. Most of your roads, bridges, electrical, and water systems will be obliterated. Your food supply will be largely destroyed.
Jeez.
But don't worry. Our goal is to replace your existing leaders with new leaders, and we believe that is worth all of the blood, sweat, tears, and deaths that you will experience. With a clatter, your
Thanks
cereal
for all the stuff you're saving us there,
yeah.
Space aliens.
With a clatter, your cereal bowl falls to the floor, spraying milk all over your legs. Your pregnant wife wanders into the room and asks, "What on earth is going on?" "Wake the kids," you whisper hoarsely. "We've got to get out of here." But the space aliens from Luxembourg are as good as their word. There is no escape. Shimmering purple ray shields spring up around the borders, preventing anyone from entering or leaving the country. The aliens set up no-fly zones, which is pretty much the entire U.S. airspace. Several times a day, heat rays slice down from buzzing spaceships, burning alive hundreds of citizens as they huddle in their homes, screaming with terror. Every now and then, the space aliens drop leaflets explaining their actions. "Citizens of America, we are not angry with you. We're only angry with your political leaders that subjugate you. Be patient as we work to remove your leaders. We cannot allow them to continue to wield their weapons of mass destruction. We shall save you from their evil." However, you notice the leaders don't seem to be harmed at all by the alien sanctions. In fact, their wealth and power seem to grow. As the economy dies, however, your life and the life of your neighbors becomes an unrecognizable medieval hell. There's almost no medicine, clean running water, or electricity. Children and the old die like flies and are buried in empty stadiums. Dysentery and cholera run rampant. People flee the cities to live in tent communities. After your wife gives birth, your baby dies within a few weeks. As the sanctions wear on, frightening rumors begin to circulate, rumors so horrifying that they can scarcely be believed. One rumor says that the very political leaders that the space aliens claim to hate were in fact funded, sponsored, and installed by the space aliens to begin with.
Mm.
Another says the very same weapons of mass destruction the aliens claim to be horrified by were given to your leaders by the space aliens in the first place. Finally, after 13 long years, after millions of children have died and an entire generation has grown up knowing only despair, poverty, death, disease, and hopelessness, the day finally arrives. Invasion. Endless fleets of spaceships flash across the skies over America, turning cities into flames. They claim to be aiming for the leaders, but instead, over 1 million women, men, and children get burned up in their own homes, screaming and burrowing for shelter. The war is relatively short. Since electromagnetic rays disable almost all of the U.S. defense systems, the space aliens take over the burning wreckage of Washington, D.C., and immediately impose rigid curfews. Because some Americans, perhaps those whose children or wives were murdered by the sanctions or the fleets of spaceships, have formed an underground rebellion against the occupation, alien troops start invading homes and dragging men and women into concentration camps without trial. One night, your door is kicked in and your eldest son is dragged away. His screams are muffled by the black bag over his head, and you stand there helpless, sick with fear. Next morning, you drift around the city asking questions. Most people turn away, terrified you're an informer for the aliens. But a few tell you terrible stories about the concentration camps. Hushed voices tell tales of torture and rape and murder. And you slowly find out that more than 250,000 Americans have been dragged into these gulags without trial or access to lawyers. No one knows what becomes of them. We'll finish the alien story coming up. Is it ringing a bell for anyone? It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, if you want to get here, get on the air here in the remaining moments of the show, 800-259-9231. We want you to amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the amp program because, well, we need you. We've had tough times recently. These last couple weeks, man, people apparently have had budget cutbacks. We've had a few amp cancellations. So if you've been holding back, if you've been considering joining amp, now would be a great time to do it, because if we lose money in AMP, that means we have to cut back on our outreach. Because right now we're advertising out to more radio stations, we're buying hardware to get more stations on board, we're doing more internet advertising, but if we lose money, then we'll have to decide what we need to cut.
Something would have to go.
Right, so the more, the merrier, the more we can promote Free Talk Live. Amp.freetalklive.com. It's voluntary, $3 a month is all we're asking. You don't have to dig too deep. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
And for those of you who, you know, are, you know, in high school or, you know, can't amp for whatever reason,
grab your parents' credit card, go to amp.
I was going to make the suggestion, you know, the other thing that has fallen off is our voting.
Are we number four still?
Something like that. It's not good. You're certainly not going to be airing your first ever...
You know, I haven't been selling that enough, to be honest. If we make 1,250 votes this month, I will release my very first air check from when I was 17 at a rock and roll radio station. But we're like at 600, so it's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, well, it would be real tough to make another 600 votes.
Some people vote, and they get a couple of their friends to vote every single month. And another thing that they can do, if they
every
do,
high
if
school
they want
we
to,
had flyered their school and could really like go out and say, vote. We have. Did you guys talk about that fan video?
Yeah, she called in. She called in.
Oh, that is cool.
There's some cool things that our listeners do on their own.
Cool.
I know Dennis.
If you search for Free Talk Live on YouTube, you'll find a video.
Dennis, one of our platinum amplifiers, just on his own, he's going to a Tool concert, printed up 1,000 Free Talk Live flyers that he custom made himself, targeting the Tool listening audience.
Awesome.
And he's going there with three other people to hand out Free Talk Live flyers. So just amazing.
So nice.
All right, I want to continue the alien story because we're short on time.
Okay.
Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so the aliens have invaded. They're going to save us from our governments by destroying people and killing things. If you missed the first part, listen to the archives. All right, so continuing here. You are desperate to find your son because the aliens have come in and confiscated him and taken him off to a gulag. But you're terrified that if your wife keeps asking around like she is, that she'll disappear too. Then, one sweltering summer day, New York is encircled by spaceships. From blaring loudspeakers, all the women and children are told to flee the city. Any men who try to escape are beaten and turned back. The aliens turn off New York's water and electricity. After about 2 million people flee New York, the space aliens burn it to the ground with their heat rays. Hospitals are targeted. The screams of the dying can be heard from across the river. As the occupation grinds on, there seems to be no end in sight. The aliens who said their mission was to free Americans are now building permanent military bases and have installed a puppet government that they control. One evening, as you sit with the remnants of your family in front of your ragged tent, starving and terrified, you hear a tiny voice coming from a neighbor's radio. One of the alien leaders is complaining that the Americans seem ungrateful for their liberation. "I guess there's just some bad apples," he sighs, "who hate us for our innate goodness." And as you close your eyes and try to sleep, you think of your son, missing for years, picturing him bruised and broken in some airless cell, and wonder if he's better off alive or dead. Now, if you didn't make the connection after we read through all of that, I don't know if we should make it for you, but it seems pretty blatant what it was he was describing, using aliens in the place of,
Americans.
Yeah.
And
America
in place of Iraq.
Exactly. Brilliant stuff. Stephon Molyneux, LouRockwell.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We will see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.